Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
I wonder if you can imagine a place where you can do whatever, and be whatever you want, whether it's fast or slow, whether you're on time.
Give me
Radio Live.
Starting in a little bit, so don't go nowhere.
Girl,
Everybody, this is your girl, your boo, your baby, Princess Jazzy, and you're listening to Tell All Radio. I'm super excited tonight. Tonight is going to be an interesting night because we're talking about something that's going to be very interesting to talk about. But before I get into that, I have to hit y'all with my shout outs. First and foremost, to God, who is so amazing and wonderful. He wakes us up every single day and puts us to bed every night. So we should definitely give thanks. Remember, like I said, freaks love Jesus too. So let's not discriminate. Also, shout out to the Six Man Radio team for being awesome all the time. Every day of the week, we put it down on Six Man Radio. Definitely. If you guys want to hit us up, or if you want to listen to other shows, definitely go to www.6manradio.site40.net. And, you know, you can listen to all the other shows. Definitely do that because they're all great and wonderful. Also, shout out to you guys, my listeners, who call in and kick with me every week, and especially the new listeners. You guys are definitely getting bigger and bigger, and a lot of people are enjoying the show more and more. So thank you so much for kicking it with me. I appreciate it. Like I said, tonight is going to be a very interesting night because tonight we are talking about that one person, that man or that woman that you just could not get rid of for a long time, or you still can't get rid of them because the dick is so good or the pussy is so good. It's like, damn, that bitch get on my nerves, but I gotta fuck her or I gotta fuck him. So, you know, I'm interested to know, Like, who is that one person that you just like, yo, I just have to fuck them. Like, I cannot leave them alone. There is no way. I want to know, you know, because I'm nosy. And I want to know why you can't leave them alone. Why do you think it is that you can't let go of that particular person? I'm going to tell you guys mine first. I had this guy, his name was Cam, and he was very attractive. I was very sexually attracted to him, and it was just really interesting because I like to talk to him. I like to fuck him all the time. Like, it didn't matter where we were. I just wanted to give him some pussy. And, you know, we did it a lot. I'm sure we did it all the time, everywhere. From the movie theater to the front of my house to the park to his friend's house while we were riding in the car. Yeah, we fucked a lot. It was definitely one of those things, like, he got on my nerves, and I found out he was engaged and he had a baby, but I still, like, wanted his dick because it was good. I mean, it wasn't good enough to make me come, because y'all know nobody has made me come yet, but it was good enough for me to be like, damn, like, I want his dick all the time. You know, so it was pretty interesting. That was my person that I'm like, oh, Cam, like, I would give you some pussy all the time. Like, I really, really enjoyed fucking him a lot. It was very interesting. I'm going to make a call in, see what they're talking about, see what they want to say. So let's see. To our radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Charlotte, thanks so much. Dance on like me, Princess Jazzy. You do have the best name of it. Can I pay you a song?
Hi, Green. How are you?
I'm good, Princess Jazzy. I always think of you as my best friend.
Aw, how sweet of you. You're so sweet to me. I love it. I love it.
You're very welcome.
So have you ever had that one person, Green, that couldn't stop having sex with, even though you didn't like them? Like, they got on your nerves?
Nope.
No? I've had that once, anyway. So how are you feeling tonight? You feeling good?
You're here. I'm the happiest person in history right now. Because I missed you.
Aww. Well, I missed you, too. So,
I wish you were on more.
Yeah, well, you know, I definitely thought about being on more, but we'll see. You know, I have so many other things that I do, so.
The more power, the more to say you have around here, I would feel better about that.
Yeah.
Well, you know me so well. I know you so well.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you called me in and talked to me. You always hold me down every Wednesday.
Of course.
I appreciate you.
I know you do. I appreciate you, too.
Well, let me move on to another caller, but definitely, I know you're going to keep listening. All right, you guys. Like I said, call in, kick it with me. The number is 646-478-3599. We are talking about that one person, that male or that female, that you just can't stand, but the dick is so good, the pussy is so good, you just cannot let them go. You just want to fuck them, even though they get on your damn nerves. Hit me up. Let me know, who is that person for you? I told y'all about my person. A little later on, I'm going to tell you again. Just so you guys know, you know, I have my moments as well. So, you know, let's go to another caller and see, you know, who that person is for them. Let's see. Tell all radio, who's this? Where are you calling from? Hi. Hello.
Hey.
What you doing?
Hey.
How are you?
You too.
I am great. How are you doing?
I'm awesome, man. I'm awesome.
So who is that one person for you that you just like, oh, my God, I can't stand this bitch, but her pussy is so fucking good that I got to keep fucking, like, I just have to.
Oh, let me see. That's what's her name? Jazzy, yeah.
Jazzy.
There you go.
Word.
Yeah, I gotta work on that.
No, you can't do me. I mean, like, somebody who you've had sex with that, you know, it took you a while to stop having sex with them, even though you might have not been really interested, but the pussy was so good, it was like, you know, I'm a fucker one more time. And then you say, oh, I'm a fucker again, and you just continue.
I mean, the closest thing would be my children's mother. That's about it.
Okay, and what was it about her that made you want to continue?
It was just good.
It was good.
Submissive, you know what I mean? Anywhere I said, let's go do this, she's willing and able. So it's basically like how you were with him. You feel me?
Okay. Yeah. So you guys had a really strong sexual attraction.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know.
That's
this
the
is
best
something
kind
about
of sex, though.
What? I don't know.
When you have like a strong sexual attraction.
Yeah. It makes it worthwhile. But the part that got me was you said that no man has brought you to that climax yet. What?
No.
Yeah, you playing, right?
I'm serious. I mean, I've never had that person.
Wait till you get a load of me. I'm sorry, did I put you on the spot?
No, you didn't. But you definitely choked me up a little bit. I'm not going to say no, but I'm not going to say yes. I'm going to say, you know, if it happens, it happens. It is what it is. That's what
there you go.
Yeah. I'm a go with the flow type of person, so, you know.
First of all, it has to be compatible.
Yeah.
You know, that feeling has
to
be
there. The opportunity has to be there.
There you go.
I have to be willing to, you know, experience it and accept it.
I'm very selective. I talk a lot, but I'm very selective. I'll get to that point and just walk away and leave you right there. You'd be like, what? Yeah, that's just me.
Yeah.
It's not every piece that you're supposed to be dipping in. You know, you feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. You have to pick and choose.
There you
can't
go.
Fuck everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could, but
I wouldn't want to.
It wouldn't be helpful.
I value the gift I was blessed with, so I gotta take care
of it. Exactly. Take care of your dick or your pussy, because it's a very essential part that you need it.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to go to the next caller, but definitely keep listening. I might even come back to you because you sound pretty sexy. So.
Damn, I didn't even put that voice on.
Yeah, so don't go nowhere. Okay?
I'm not going nowhere.
All right, you guys. Like I said before, call me and kick it with me. The number is 646-478-3599. I'm going to go to the next caller, see what they're talking about. Tell all radio, who's this? Where you calling from?
I'm James from South Carolina, all day, every day.
Hi, how are you, James?
Doing good. I've been listening to your show for a couple of weeks, and I'm definitely loving what I'm hearing.
Good, good, good. I like that. I like to hear stuff like that. Definitely. So who is that one person for you that you just could not stop fucking her because the pussy was so good and it took you a minute to kind of let it go?
Her name is Chantel.
Chantel. And why Chantel. Was it so hard for you to let it go?
Because we had chemistry.
What was it about her?
We had some off-the-chain chemistry, some off-the-chain sexual chemistry, but outside the bedroom, it wasn't working.
So the sex was just good, but the relationship part was just
not
awful.
So good.
Well, you know, they say that if the sex is good, then the relationship is gonna suck. That's what they say, anyway. But
I've never heard
know.
That before.
They say that. They say, listen, if the sex is off the chain and it's so much sexual chemistry and everything is just good as far as fucking goes, then it's the relationship part is going to suck a little bit.
Oh, wow. Well, that was definitely true in our case.
Yeah.
Well,
that was
other
definitely
than the sex,
your
we
case.
Were like, other than the sex, we were like ordering oil and water.
So where is the craziest place that y'all had sex? Or did you keep it in the bedroom?
Well, she and I kept it in the bedroom, but, you know, I've had sex with other people in the closet, you know. It was a walk-in closet. And in the closet, there was a grill, a barbecue grill in it. So I...
Wow.
So I, hey, it is what it is. So,
okay.
You know, she went to the closet to get something, and I bent her over the grill and, you know, had my way.
Wow. Interesting. That's crazy. That's a weird place, but, you know.
Hey, you got to be spontaneous, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You have to be spontaneous.
Try different things in life, you know?
Yeah. Keep it spicy. I get you. Definitely. I can understand that. So, definitely keep listening, okay?
Most definitely.
And I might even come back to you.
You have a beautiful voice, by the way.
Thank you, baby. Oh, you're so sweet. All
right.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Remember the name, James from South Carolina.
James, I got you. Keep listening,
all right, darling.
James, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, you guys, definitely call in, kick it with me, your girl, Princess Jazzy. Pick up your phone, dial the number 646-478-3599. I want to know, who is that one person that you just, I mean, the sex is so good, you couldn't help but fuck them even though you didn't really like them that much, but the dick or the pussy was so good, it was like, I can't let it go. I want to know. Definitely hit me up. Like I said, the number is 646-478-3599. Hit that one. And let's get nasty. Don't go nowhere.
Stimulation of energy, color, gorgeous warmth, receive and celebrate the gift of sensuality and the irresistible vibrations and rhythms of life. Know yourself as a sexual being with innate personal power and outer attractiveness. Feel the live, vibrating, magnetic energy pulsate throughout your body, throughout your sex. As you breathe more deeply through, think of your need for others and your potential for love within. Imagine yourself feeling healthy, sexual stimulation, being totally open, embracing your object of desire with complete passion, making bodily love to your ideal lover, making love to yourself. Ask for pleasure, then truly receive it to your depth. Surrender to your orgasm, utterly and completely. Then fall into the profound contentment and gratitude that follows total physical release. Breathing in, coming back up.
Ready to do what you want me to, do what you want me to. Tonight I'm pretty much ready.
Do what you want me to, do what you want me to, yeah.
In the middle of the night when I call your phone, I love it when you tell me, come get it, I'm alone. Cause you know I can go all night. Before I leave, I'm gonna give you bragging rights.
Break it down. begging you for that for a minute. I just wanna talk to you, baby, and let you know what I'm thinking.
I just say, you guys, definitely call in, kick it with your girl. And a lot of you guys are asking me, what should I say? Say what you feel. I mean, this is all about how you feel, what you like sexually. So whatever you're feeling, call up, kick it with me. I'm going to ask you guys the question I've been asking all night, which is, who is that one person that you just can't stop fucking, or it took you a minute to stop having sex with them because the dick was so good or the pussy was so good that you just couldn't let it go? I want to know. Hit me up. Kick it with me. Don't be afraid. I won't bite you. I promise, unless, you know, that's what you like. Like I said, hit me up, okay? We'll be right back. Your girl, your boo, your baby, Princess Jazzy. And if you're just now tuning in, this is Tell All Radio. Nothing but sex. Tonight we are talking about that one person, that one man or that one woman that we just could not get rid of sexually. No matter how much they got on our damn nerves, we just could not let them go. The pussy was too good. Or the dick, it was just too good. I want to know. I want to know, who was that person for you? Hit me up. I'm going to go through the lines because I have a few callers. I want to say something. So we're going to see what's popping with them. Tell All Radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
RJ, man, what's up?
What's popping?
Lugana,
how are you?
I'm all right.
Nothing
I'm cool.
much. Chilling. So who is that one person for you, RJ, that, you know, you just could not stop fucking that bitch because the pussy was just too good, but she got on your damn nerves? Who was that person for you?
I would say this girl named Keisha.
This girl named Peaches?
Keisha.
You say, oh, I was about to say, she sound like she got some good pussy. Peaches? Okay, what did Keisha do that was just so good?
Man, all around, man, her head game, man. I would say her head game.
You like the head? Yeah, like, how do you get good head, though? Like, how do you think that good head is given?
Well, a chick that can really deep, though, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Without gagging or anything.
Without gagging. So the thing is, if they don't gag, then they can give good head. That's what you like.
Yeah, I would say, you know, because a lot of females can't do what other females do. You know, they try to measure up to another female. And, you know, they end up shaming themselves in front of their man or in front of their girl, whatever. You know.
Okay, okay. I feel you. I mean, I'm not really into a head thing. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'll give it, but I'm not really a professional at it. But I don't really like for people to do it on me. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of like, okay, if you want to do it, that's cool. But it's not going to make or break the situation because I don't really like it. But that's me. I'm an interesting person.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Just me. People are crazy. They're hitting me up asking me what my personal number is. I am not giving y'all my personal number. Cut it out. Like,
you know y'all want me to give it to you? I can give it to them.
You,
you
better
know.
Not. I will slap you. I will slap you right now through the phone.
But I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. She don't even answer the phone. So, you know, your best bet is to hit her up every Wednesday. Your best bet is to hit her up every Wednesday. That's the only time you're going to catch her. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I do answer the phone, but the thing is, the way my phone is set up,
yeah.
I'm so busy. People don't get that. Like, I'm so busy with school and work and the show and, you know, doing different things outside of work and school and the show. Like, I'm so busy. I don't have time to talk to people one-on-one all the time. Like, it's impossible. I can't do it. That's why I say, you know, if you want to talk to me, if you want to kick it with me, if you want to learn about me, if you want to, you know, hear my voice, call my show. I'm always talking. So, on my show. Like, come on. You call in, and I will talk to you. Definitely. Like, there's no doubt that I will not talk to you. I will talk to you if you call into my show. Period. I have to.
Yeah,
because
she'll see your number pop
me.
Up and she want to know who it is and everything like that. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm nosy. I want to know who's calling into my show. I want to know how freaky can you get. Of course, definitely. I want to know. So if you call into my show, if you hit me up saying, what's your number? I'm not going to give you my number. That's crazy,
you know?
Because I'll never answer.
Well, you know, better yet, man, just email her, man, the best way to contact her, you know. Email her, because
yeah,
she stays by
you know
the computer,
really
you know.
I do, but I hate checking emails. Oh, my God, I hate it. I hate it so much with the passion, like, unless it's business, I really don't don't answer unless it's business. Now, if it's business, I'll definitely answer. But if you just hit me up talking about, hey, like, call in my show and do that.
Yeah, like, but, hey,
you know,
how you doing?
That's
I'm a
biggest
fan.
Exactly. And you know what? I don't even mind. I have so many pages. Like, I'm on Tagged. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Like, there's so many ways you can contact me. So,
you know what? You know what? Y'all contact her on Skype, man. I'm going to try and get her on Skype, man.
That
how about y'all? You know, Skype
me in your face. Don't do that. But actually, I am going to start doing, like, YouTube videos because a lot of people are like, oh, we want to see you while you're talking. So, you know, I'm trying to appeal to everybody. I'm trying to satisfy every one of you guys' cravings for me. Like, I have to do that because you guys kick it with me all the time and you support me. So, yeah, I got to do that. So I'm going to start doing YouTube videos, maybe Skyping. I'm trying to figure out how to really do the Skype thing, like with a group of people that actually get to talk to me and look at me at the same time. You know, we'll see where it goes, how it goes. We'll see.
Oh, well, you know what? How about this, man? How about this, man? Let me talk to y'all fans for a minute. How many people y'all got on? How many people you got on the line right now that's listening to this convo?
I don't know. You know, but I can't see everybody.
Well, you know what I'm saying? If y'all listening, man, you already know, man, RG, and he called me prime time. But you know what I'm saying? This is y'all question for the day, besides that question right there, because you know she's going to answer this question,
y'all
man.
Y'all just going to take over my show.
You know?
He be trying to take
man,
over my show.
Man, I'm not
show
taking over
time.
Your
don't
show, man. You know what I'm saying? This the question. This the question right quick. You know what I'm saying? How many of y'all would support her, you know what I'm saying, if she had her whole full-blown website, man? I want y'all to answer that, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I'm going to do a website. And the thing about that is that I want it to be perfect for you guys. So that's the only reason why I haven't done the website yet. But I'm definitely going to do it, and I'm definitely trying to take some sexy pictures for you guys because when you come on the website, I want you to be satisfied. Like I said, I'm trying to satisfy you completely. So that's my job. That's my job for you guys. Definitely. Thank you, RJ, for calling me and kicking away.
You know,
but I have some more people on the line, so I got to get to them. Okay?
All right. Y'all be
definitely
easy. You take it easy, man.
Definitely. All right. Shout out to RJ for kicking it with us for a couple of minutes. He's been there since day one. Shout out to him for supporting me all the time. We're going to jump into another caller, see what they're talking about. Let's see who that person is for them. Let's see. Tell our radio, who's this? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Lamar from South Carolina.
Hi, Lamar. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm fantastic. So, who is that one person for you that you just couldn't stop fucking them, even though they were getting their damn nerves? The pussy was just too good. Who is that person for you?
Okay, that person for me was my first ever snowbunny.
A white girl. Was it because she could do anything?
Well, the reason why, you know what I'm saying, we was messing around for like 3 years, and the reason why it was hard for me to start with her, don't get me wrong, granted, she wasn't an ugly chick, she was a beautiful chick, it just she was crazy, like crazy as in, if I tell her I'm busy, she'll find me and stalk me and wait till I get to whatever I'm doing. Yeah, it was crazy, but then the sex was good. She could take care of me and do whatever I asked. But if I ask her, I want to fuck here, she'll fuck me there, she'll fuck me while I'm riding. She'll do whatever I ask. So,
I didn't want to mess up. So you liked it because she was open to anything sexually?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, the sex was always great. I never had bad sex with her, so. All right, it
so
took me a while.
What was it name one thing that she did to you that was just like,
damn, bitch.
Like, you're just like, shit. Like, I want to know.
She was the first person that ever sucked my balls.
Oh, you know what? For some reason, you guys love when a woman suck on your balls. Like, that really gets you.
Oh, man. She turned me out. So ever since then, if I'm getting head, the ball got to get sucked too.
Okay. Okay. You know, I never sucked on the balls before, so I don't really know, you know, how that makes you guys feel. But apparently it makes you feel real good. So cool.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
And, I mean,
cool.
It's not even that. It's just she was the type of female that I didn't have to do all the work. If I'm, say, for instance, if she was in my house and I was chilling, taking a shower, she would come in and jump in the shower with me and
give
do whatever we do in the shower. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like she would do anything and everything to please me. So from that point on, okay. It was hard for me to get rid of her. But I had to get rid of her because she was crazy.
Because she was crazy. I understand. I feel you. I understand. I really do. Definitely. It's always the crazy ones that got the best pussy.
Hell
always.
Yeah. Always the crazy ones.
Always like that.
A nice female, nice, sexy, cute female. Is no. I won't say the pussy is not good, but the sex ain't all great. I mean, they lazy doing
hold
sex.
On, oh. Hold on. So you said the nice, cute female, they don't have the best pussy.
Yeah, who is not crazy and they treat you right, do right by you. It's not that their pussy is not good, it's the sex is not great. Sex can be good, but that great sex you won't get from them.
I kind of disagree with that because I'm a very pleasing type of woman. I love to please my partner and make them feel extra good in every way that I possibly can. And I'm very attractive and my pussy is very great. So I disagree with that a little bit. Just a little bit.
But
you know,
I've been calling on here for a minute. I mean, I've been gone for a good minute, but I just came back. And we don't had this talk before. You will do almost anything, but there's not a whole lot you will do. I mean, you say you won't do a lot because you can't handle a lot.
Well, you know, I try. I'm going to say that. I do try. I try to make sure my man is satisfied in every way. But you're right, there are certain things I'm like, damn, shit, I don't want to do that. You know. But, you know, it's certain situations. Like, I can't take, you know, the dude ramming his dick in my pussy real hard. Like, that's something I can't do. It got to be gentle at first. And then it can get hard and fast and rough.
I understand that. But at least you try. I mean, most females, they don't try. I mean, they'd be like, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to do it. It's going to hurt too bad, or I'm too tired. Let's just do it the way we normally do. I mean, as guys, man, we get tired of doing the same old crap every single night. We want to try something different. So, you know.
So, what would be your interesting type of sexual encounter? Like, what would be interesting to you to do, or for a woman to do, to get you there?
Okay, my thing is, I would like for a female, say for instance, if we in a house or a hotel together, anyway, and she's cooking, all I want her to have on is heels and an apron. And while she's cooking, she let me do whatever I want to her. While she's cooking.
While she's cooking? What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, my thing is, like, I like to, like, say, for instance, if my old lady is to the kitchen cooking, and we have done this before, like, she's cooking, and she might got on either a skirt or some shorts. Somehow, somewhere, either I'm going to sex her while she's cooking, or I'm going to eat her out while she's cooking.
I have a question. Why is it that you men feel like women can handle anything when we're doing stuff? Like we're super women. Like, we can stand there and let you eat our pussy while we cook you your dinner and be, you know, focused on both at the same time. Like,
well, see, that's the thing. I like for a female to fight me off. Like, she can't handle it, and she want me to move, but I'm holding her tight and still doing it. But she wants me to move, but it feels so good to her the way she wants me to still do it. I mean, shit like that turns
me on. Okay, I feel you. I definitely feel you. Because there are moments where I'm like, get off me, stop. But I really want you to keep going.
Yeah, see, shit like that. But, I mean, there are some things there. Before you even start, it'll stop you. No, not right here. Wait till later.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait till later. I want to do it now. I'm hot and I'm horny.
Yeah.
I want it now.
Exactly. Do it while you feel it.
Yeah.
Because if you feel it right then, it's going to be super good. I get you. I got you.
And I want to see you to, like, meet me at my door butt naked. Like, as soon as I get off of work, and I come home, you butt naked to the door, right?
Okay, let me ask you another question. If it was on the other foot, if a woman said, listen, babe, when I come home, I want you butt naked. I want to just come home and just take off my clothes and jump right on your dick. I want you to be ready.
Oh, hell. Then I am butt naked on my couch.
You
I am
butt
naked with baby all on. Cause I am a dark-skinned brother, so baby all make us look good.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know that. Okay. Definitely. Well, you know, I definitely have this fantasy of, like, when I get in a real relationship where we're living together, when he comes home, I'm definitely always going to be naked. Because I want him to have easy access to the pussy. It's his pussy. Then, so, you know, you can get it whenever you want it.
And that's what I'm talking about, girl.
Definitely. I feel you.
Like,
wow.
I told my old lady one time, I was like, you know, today when I get off from work, I want you to have on some shorts with no panties on. She was like, why? Don't ask no question, just do it. When I come home, don't have no panties on. Don't have no bra on, just a shirt with some shorts.
See, I like shit like that. I like that rough, dominating type of, bitch, when I come home, you better be fucking naked and you better be ready. Like, I like that shit. It turns me on.
Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't happen, so.
It didn't happen?
Hell no.
Sucks.
Yeah. I mean, not. It's always good. I mean, we always do different things, as in lingerie, toys, and games and all that. But that shit comes like once a month.
Yeah. She needs to do better. Like, especially, and I tell people this all the time, like, in a relationship, especially in a committed relationship, you have to keep things interesting. You have to let that person know that, yeah, we're together. Yeah, I'm the only woman or the only man that you're going to be with, but I'm going to make it interesting and I'm going to make it fun so you don't get bored. I'm the type, I get bored very easily. So if you keep doing the same shit, then I'm going to be like, okay, well, it's not working out. Thank you so much for your time, but I got to go. But that's
just
me.
Yeah, I understand that too.
Well, Lamar, thank you so much for calling in and kicking it with me. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Definitely keep listening. Don't go nowhere.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
All right. Definitely, you guys, keep calling in. Like I said, the number is 646-478-3599. We are talking about that one man or that one woman that you just couldn't stop fucking. You just had to fuck them. Like, it don't matter what they did. They could have got on your damn nerves, pissed you off every day, but you just couldn't stop because the dick or the pussy was just too damn good. My person was Cam. His name was Cam. And when I tell you, he rubbed me the right way all the time. He made my pussy so wet before he even touched me. And even though he didn't make me come, the sex was satisfying to me. So that was my person. And the things that he did for me, he was very rough. And I like that rough shit. He was very rough. And he was very aggressive, and he was very, bitch, come here, give me that fucking pussy. And I like that shit, you know, but that's just me. I you know, whatever. Definitely call me, kick it with me, the number is 646-478-3599. Again, press the 1, and let me know who is that person for you. Let me go to another caller, see what they're talking about. Tell all radio, who's this? Where you calling from?
Hey, Jazz. This is Philip.
Hey, Philip. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
That's good. So, Philip, who's that person for you? Who is that woman that the pussy was so good, but she got on your damn nerves, but you just couldn't stop fucking her? Who was it?
It was this one, Sharon.
Sharon. Yeah. Oh, she sounds freaky. Sharon.
And we were that way for each other. I remember one time we were arguing, and there was a bunch of people in the room while we were arguing, and she just busts out and said, "You ain't no damn good. Ain't nothing good about you but your dick."
Oh, wow.
I was supposed to get mad with that.
But the pussy was good too, though. But you liked the pussy, like, it was banging.
Oh, yeah, there was times I was mad as hell. I was like, the worst thing about it, I'm going to be right back there tomorrow.
So what did she do for you that was just so addicting that you couldn't, like, let it took you a minute to let it go? What was it?
Everything. I mean...
Everything? Yeah.
At that time...
She was a professional.
She matched me. she matched my levels. And not too many people can do that.
You're right. It's hard to find your match when it comes to sex, your sexual match.
Yeah, some people, they want to stop too soon. They don't want to go butt so far. They want to hesitate, wait a minute. They don't let themselves go as far, but so far.
Yeah. Definitely. I feel you. Mm-hmm. I feel you. Do you think that we would match, Philip? If I was to give you some pussy, you think that we would be a sexual match? And you'll be like, I want to fuck her all the time.
I think so. I think I can take it to your limit. I think I would take you to your limit.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That sounds good, Philip. It sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But is it really? Is it really good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you never know.
You made a promise last week. You said you was gonna come.
Listen, don't do that. I definitely did make a promise to you guys that I was gonna come on myself, but I'm honestly not feeling like I can do that right now. I'm just being honest with you guys. I'm just not in that
state of mind.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it takes me, I have to really feel myself, like, really be feeling myself to make myself come, especially when people are listening to me, and I have to kind of, like, close my eyes and, you know, daydream about some shit, and it usually takes me a while to make myself come, so... Yeah, I don't know if y'all want to, you know, we could try it, but I'm in one of those moods where I'm just like, you know, I'm just chilling. So,
yeah, I understand.
So,
it's like when you out working and doing something way over here in left field, and somebody say, "Come on, let's do so and so. Let's do it right now." You're like, "Huh? Wait, what?"
Yeah, you're like, you know, I'm cool. I'm just kicking it. That's how I feel tonight. Like tonight, I'm just kicking it, and I'm enjoying talking to everybody and actually holding a conversation and not just playing with my pussy. You know what I mean? Like. It's cool, but yeah, let's not do that tonight. Let's do that next week. Definitely. Next week, I'll just play with my pussy the whole time. You know?
I
you can call up and talk nasty to me, and I'll play with my pussy all night. For two hours that we're talking, I will definitely do it. I'll be ready and focused.
Mm-hmm.
I got y'all.
All right. But, yeah, on that one that made me always want to come back, I guess what made the pussy so good was the fact she let me know she was enjoying me.
Yeah.
Because bottom line with guys, if a woman want to satisfy a guy, it's all about his ego.
Definitely.
You know, you make him feel and think.
Yeah, that shit.
Mm-hmm. You make him feel and think he's doing the best, and he is the best. Oh, man, shoot.
You gotta be like, go and rub
your own stuff to make you
definitely.
Come.
Shoot. You gotta be like, damn, baby, your dick is so fucking good. I mean, you gotta really stroke his ego, like, to get him to be like, shit, bitch.
If we see you enjoying us, hell, we already enjoying you.
Definitely.
Use my thing like a dildo. Forget about me. Just get yourself off on me, and I'm happy.
But some guys want, you know, some guys aren't as giving as you, Philip. Some guys want to just, they want to come, and then, you know, that's it.
Yeah, don't want no nigga.
You are a giver. Yeah, you know. But it is what it is, I guess. Some men are capable of pleasing a woman no matter what the circumstance is, and some men are not.
Yeah, and you got that vice versa.
Yeah.
You got those women that just want to lay there, and once you're done, it's that you finish.
Exactly. And then you have the woman that's going to be like, bend me over and fuck me on the wall really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I got you. Well, thank you, Philip, for calling in and talking to me. Shout out to you because you hold me down every week. I love you, Philip.
Oh, I love you too, girl.
Definitely keep listening. I'm going to go to the next caller, though, see what they're talking about.
Sure.
Okay. Definitely, you guys, like I said, call in and kick it with me. I promise I will not bite you unless that's what you like. Then I will, and I'll do it hard unless you like it soft. Whatever you want, I'm here to give it to you. So call in, kick it with me. The number is 646-478-3599. We are talking about that one person that you just could not stop fucking because the pussy or the dick was just so good. Like, when they kissed you, when they fucked you, when they rubbed and licked and sucked, it was just great. And you just like, ugh, I hate that bitch. I hate that nigga. But damn, they can fuck really good. I want to know. Who is that person for you? Definitely call in and talk to me. Let me go to the next caller and see what they're talking about. Tell all radio, who's this? Hello. Hi. How are you? What you doing? Maybe they don't want to talk to me.
Denise.
We'll come back. Oh, there he is. Let's see. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was laying down listening. What's going on, Jess?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Can't complain.
That's great. So who is that one person for you?
That one person for me? I haven't run into her yet.
Yes. You have not ran into her. Just sad. Sad and touching.
I just haven't found the one that'll make me go crazy. But here we go. Question for you. Where's the craziest place you have ever done it?
The craziest place I've ever fucked. I don't know. Okay, an interesting place that I've had sex was inside of a car. And somebody was driving, somebody was in the passenger seat, and him, we were in the back seat, and they were looking at us. Driving down the road.
You got me on that one, because very similar, because it was in a cab from Manhattan up to Queens, and the cab driver didn't appreciate that. That man was putting the gas pedal down. He wanted us out his car quick.
That's
something totally different. The other question I had for you, Lamar was right. Lamar was right. Ugly women do be trying to put in some hella work. Believe that. It's the truth. At least from my experience. You know. There was another question I had for you.
Ask away.
Yeah, I wish I could remember what it was.
You don't remember? Wow.
No, I got it now. It's in regards to you and your orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And why you're not reaching one. I mean, there's got to be somebody special or somebody that you kick it with on a, you know what I mean? Like somebody to take care of you.
Actually, I'm not having sex right now. I'm just not. Right. You know, I have so much going on, so I'm not really active.
You don't have the time?
Yeah.
I got you. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't have the time for that right now. But I do play with myself every day. No,
you got your head screwed on probably. But the problem you're having, from my point of view, is you're trying too hard.
You think so?
You're trying too hard. I started having sex when I was 17. I was a late bloomer. Everybody else was doing it way younger than that. But I didn't catch my first nut till I was 20.
Wow.
I always thought the guys,
you know, they did it, like, once they started, you know, the first time they let it, like.
It took me years. I was faking it. I was acting like I was, but I never really was. It was on vacation, and I had ran into this girl, and I was doing her, like, every day for about a month. And then one day she was like, no, you're not getting it. She refused to give it to me. And basically, it's like I was so, I don't know what it was, but I ended up running to her down at the lake. And, you know, kind of got into it. And within like less than 5 minutes, it was a wrap. That was like my first time. I was like blown away. I put it back in there and I figured, you know, okay, well, it's a done deal. And the minute I put it in, the minute it went pop, 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 I was like, yo, look, I had to hold my head down and walk away. I thought something went wrong. But the thing is, I was trying to say is you can't really, I mean, you try to please your partner, but you got to enjoy yourself at the same time. You can't put too much emphasis on it and think about it too much. You got to relax and just let the vibe go.
Yeah. I definitely forget to please myself at the same time. That's my problem. I forget to focus on me and him and both of us reaching that unbelievable experience. Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to start focus on him because you want to make a good impression and please him and do everything for him. but yet still you're forgetting that you got to be reciprocated. That's the word.
Yeah.
But yeah,
yeah.
You gotta,
I always forget about myself.
Yeah, I tend to do that from time to time. But it's always good to please your partner. It is always
definitely
good to please your partner.
I feel like that is, when you have sex, that is your objective.
That
is to
exactly
make that person feel extra good and to
yes
make them, you know, want you all the time. And
yeah,
that's what I try to do.
Yeah. Well, from a man's point of view, you're supposed to please your woman first, and after she's pleased and she got hers, then you better get yours. That's just
yeah
my
some
goal.
Men don't really know that.
That's
or they know, but they don't care.
Well, so, two things happen from that. One, she ain't going to give it to you anymore, or two, somebody else is going to be getting it too.
Exactly. Definitely true. Definitely true. Well, did I answer all of your questions?
Yes, ma'am. You got, well, I
did.
I already, yeah. One day
yeah,
we'll sit down
and
eat brunch or something.
Yeah, maybe. One day we will kick it.
Maybe one day. Yeah, you'll be doing this for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
Most definitely.
We'll see. I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say we'll see.
I'm going to say your future is bright and you'll be doing that for a while.
Thank you. Definitely keep listening, okay?
All right. That's what's up.
All right, you guys. Definitely call up and kick with me. The topic, like I said, is who is that one person, that one man or that one woman that you can't stand, but you can't stop fucking them because the dick or the pussy is just too good? I want to know. Hit me up. Let me know, because, you know, I'm nosy, and I like to talk about stuff like that. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get back into the conversation. So call me, 646-478-3599. Hit that one, because I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's go.
Tell all radio
tell
live.
All radio
tell
live.
All.
Really on the corner of my mind.
All right, you guys. I see you guys calling in, listening. Definitely, definitely keep listening. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. All right.
Just let me know, because you light my fire, lady. I can't tell that you want me tonight. All I can do, do is make it right. I'm ready. I wanna go there with you and do all the things no one would do. I wanna go where no one has been. I wanna go there with you.
I wanna go there.
So I gotta go. I wanna go there with you and give you everything you need me to. I wanna go where no one has been. I wanna go there.
You're gonna want it all the time. You got it, babe.
Long as you keep it real. I see you like the appetizer. Here's the main course meal.
I can't tell that you want me to get. All I can do is make it right.
Finally
Kelly. He know he can get it. He know he can get it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. We're back. This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, your baby, your boo, your everything, your whatever you want me to be, that's what I am to you. Definitely call up and kick it with me. The number is 646-478-3599. The topic of discussion is, who is that one person you can't stand they ass, but the dick or the pussy is so good that you just can't stop fucking them? And why is it that you think that you can't stop? What do they do to you that just makes you want to suck them? I just want to know. Hit me up. Let me know what's good. I have a caller on the line, so I'm going to go see what they talk about. Let's see. Tell all radio, who's this? Where you calling from? Hello? Hi. How are you? What you doing? Do you want to talk to me? Yes. No, maybe. Kind of, sort of. Very good. Maybe they don't want to talk to me. Call back, because, you know, I can't hear you if you are trying to talk to me. Like I said, call in. Kick it with me. I'm super excited about this topic because everybody has had that one person that they're just like, damn, that bitch get on my nerves, but shit, I just want to fuck the shit out of her. Or I just want to fuck the shit out of him. Everybody has had that person. I don't want nobody to call up and say, no, I haven't had that type of situation happen to me, because everybody has had that happen. Everybody. Stop playing. Stop fronting. Stop fronting, because I'm going to put you on blast. I don't play games, you know. I'm very real. I'm very raw. And, you know, either like it or you look, or you, yeah, I just got the craziest text message just now, so excuse me. I'm a little discombobulated. That's the best word to say. So let's see if you know, somebody wants to say something. Somebody wants to talk. Tell all radio, who's this? Hello? Hi. How are you? I can't hear you. If you are talking. Okay. So you guys, make sure you know, listen to the little automatic system telling you that you're unmuted, you know, because if you can't hear me or if you don't know that you're unmuted, then you can't talk. Yeah, so definitely, like I said, the topic for tonight is, who is that one person that just, you know, you just can't help but to fuck them. They get on your damn nerves, but you can't help it, because it's, the sex is just magnificent. Definitely hit me up. Let me know. Hit me. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm excited about this topic. So, we're going to go. We're going to take another quick little break. If somebody wants to talk, call in. If not, you know, listen to my motherfucking music. Alright, we're going to be right back, because I need to handle this real quick, but I'll be back. Alright.
Tell All Radio Live.
The news.
They say you don't know when you're losing a good thing until it's gone. And I sometimes think to myself, does he know?
Don't stop.
All right, you guys, we are down to the wire. It's almost time to go. So if you want to talk to me, you want to kick it with me, call up and kick it with me. I told y'all, I'm not going to bite unless that's what you like. The number is 646-478-3599. Come talk to me.
I'm a masseuse, I'm your chef, cook for two. Guess what else I got?
Baby, I got what you need. Baby, I got what you need. Baby, I got what you need.
All right, you guys, I'm going to, you know, interrupt the music a little bit because I have a caller on the line who wants to kick it for a second. Also, before I jump into the caller, shout out to Deezy. I think it is Deezy or Desi. I don't know how to say it. But shout out to him. He's listening in. He can't call in because he's at work. Aw, sad face. But he'll definitely kick it with us next week. So let me jump into this caller and see what they're talking about. Hey, what's up, caller? How are you? Hello? Hi. I know you're on there because I was just talking to you.
Oh, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. So tell me, who is that one person that you just couldn't stop fucking, even though they got on your damn nerves, but the pussy was just too good? Who is that person for you?
One of my ex-friends.
And why was it that you couldn't stop? What did she do for you that you just couldn't let it go?
I mean, the pussy was just the bomb.
It was just good. It was tight and wet and just juicy. That's what it was.
Nice. It was that, but she just knew how to twerk the pussy when she rode it.
Yeah. I feel you. I'm sure it was great.
Hell yeah, it was good.
So, you like the show so far? You feeling it? I said, do you like the show? You feeling the show?
Yeah.
You like it? Good, good. I like the please, so I'm glad you enjoy it.
Oh, you do?
Yes,
you like
I do.
The please?
I do.
That's what's up. I like to hear that.
Yeah, I'm a pleaser. So whatever you need me to do, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling on 8 inches right now.
Oh, really? And how does that feel?
It feels great.
Is it really, really hard?
Hell, yeah.
Yeah.
Super hard.
It sounds good.
Hell yeah. Are you wet?
I'm always wet.
Oh yeah?
I'm always ready. Yes.
Damn. Oh.
Well, we're going to let him handle his business and all that. I don't want him to, you know, do it on, you know, it let him comfort himself. And, yeah, it sounded good, though. It sounded good. It definitely, it sounded like it felt pretty damn great. too bad I'm not there. I can't feel it. So, sorry. The show, it was a great show. I had a lot of callers calling and kicking with me. Definitely appreciate it. Definitely, definitely. Love you guys so much. So, so much. You guys come and you kick it with me every week. And I just feel very loved. I feel very, very loved. Next week, we are going to talk about, I told you guys that I was going to, you know, play with my pussy. We'll see. We'll see how I feel next week. And we'll go from there. You know what I mean? I can't say, oh, yeah, I'm going to play with myself, you know, because you never know how I'm going to feel. You never know what's going to happen. So, yeah, you know, can't say that. But next week, we are going to have the topic, how can you tell? And pretty much we're going to be talking about how can you tell if the dick or the pussy is good before you're able to test it out. Like, let's say that you want to wait until you're married, or you want to wait until you're in a relationship with that person. What happens when you're in the relationship and it's not as good as you thought it was going to be? Can you still be with that person? Can you still, you know, love them like you've loved them before you had sex? What happens? What happens to those emotions and those feelings when you don't find out until later, or when you do find out, you kind of like having mixed feelings? Like, how does that work? So, like I said, next week, that's what we're going to talk about. And I'm super excited about that topic because a lot of people, you know, they always say, oh, you should wait till marriage. But what if you wait until marriage and it's not what you thought it would be? It's not what you were expecting. It's not satisfying to you. So we're going to talk about that. I'm super excited. I'm very excited about that topic. Definitely, like always, I'm going to have some great music for you guys. Great, sexy music. And we're going to get it in. I mean, come on, it's Tell All Radio. What the hell else is going to happen? But the best of the best of the best of the best of the fucking and the sucking and the licking and all that good stuff. Definitely keep listening. I'm going to play, you know, a little last little mix for you guys. Call in next week. The number is 646-478-3599. Kick it with your girl, your boo, your baby, your everything. Princess Jazzy, every Wednesday from 9 until 11 p.m. on Sixth Man Radio, Tell All Radio. Definitely. Kick it with me. Support me. Be there or be square. It's your girl, and I'll see y'all next week.
Smoking purple, hey girl, you've got me blown. Just one look at you, I've got contact. Can I get a pull of that, girl? Your shit is the chronic, cause I can tell by the way you roll it up. Think a player wanna smoke it up, so fine, but we choke it up. Self gave me the munchies and now I wanna eat it up. Oh, we can do a shotgun, baby. Can't take a sip of Patron, baby. Now we off in the zone, baby. I don't know if hitting it on, baby. Got me feeling hated, baby. Silly, baby. Want it, baby. Flying, baby. Oh, girl, you've got that sex, sweet. I just wanna see it all the time.
was like a dime bag of drove, drove. Where you moving that kush real slow? Got me floating like a butterfly. I'm so high, I can touch the sky.
I'm a butthead when it comes to you.
Cause can't nobody drop it, babe. Bounce it, babe. Stroke it quite the way you do. You got me falling off of that chief in May. Girl, you're about to explode my brain. Doing it in the coop while we on the thing. Sweet, about to drive me insane. Baby, hands down, you got that bomb shit. Since that first pull, I've got this habit I can't seem to quit, quit. Baby, I'm about to go up in smoke. Cause your sex weed ain't no joke. So girl, go ahead on it like that boat. I'm about to smoke it down to a roach. Cause girl, you've got that sex weed. I just wanna hear,
I just wanna hear
all the time, all the time, yeah.
Six Man
Radio.
I wonder if you can imagine, a place where you can
do whatever,
and be whatever you want, whether it's fast or slow, whether you're on top or the bottom. Your fantasy becomes reality. You have now to win.
Radio Live.